The country's largest anti-abortion group is endorsing Republican Fred Thompson for president. The National Right to Life Committee made the announcement just as new polls show his campaign a distant sixth among New Hampshire voters. So what does this mean for anti-abortion voters?
Joining us now are two members of Day to Day's Voters Project. These are our listeners we chose to speak with throughout the year about the election. And these two, Anthony Sanchez of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and Rhonda Eggleston of Junction City, Kansas, identify themselves as pro-life. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Now, Fred Thompson, were you interested in him before?
I was not that interested in him before, but I will look a little bit more closely at him now since he has aligned himself with something I feel very strongly about, but I want to also look at how he stands on other issues more closely as well.
And Anthony?
I would definitely say agree with that statement. I wasn't considering him fully. I wasn't considering any candidate fully, but this endorsement does make me more interested in his campaign and more interested to see what else he has to say on other issues.
And what are some of the other issues that concern you regarding Fred Thompson?
I'm definitely concerned about his policies on fiscal conservatism. I think that spending without limit is really just unacceptable. So I'm really hoping that his views sort of jive with mine on that. And I'm also looking for his views on the war and what he is going to do to end the war in some fashion. I'm really concerned about how this war is going.
And Rhonda?
I want to go ahead and speak to the war also as well. My husband being in the Army, I want to see a clear vision as far as how we need to start pulling out of the war without just abandoning the Iraqi people. Also, the fiscal stance that he takes as far as Social Security, education. Then I would also like to see, as far as illegal immigrants or illegal aliens, I would like to see his stand on that as well. I want to look at that.
You know, a lot of conservatives and a lot in the pro-life community have been disappointed with the Republican slate because a lot of the leading candidates have had earlier pro-choice positions. How do you feel about that?
They have to listen to their constituents. And so if they're getting mixed signals, I think what the Republican Party has shown is the very heated topic that it is in this country. I don't think that they're floundering. I think that it's an issue that we're working through so that we can get laws in the books that protect life, or in the case of the pro-abortion folks, is that it's a right to have a medical procedure done to their body. So it's just a matter of working through the issue.
And let me ask you about the endorsement last week by Pat Robertson of Rudolph Giuliani. What did that say to you about his viability as a candidate, Anthony?
That says actually a lot to me. Pat Robertson's voice is really, really strong among conservative voters, and I think that his endorsement is important because he's looking at a candidate who is going to be someone that overall conservatives can rally around. Even if we don't agree fully with Giuliani's full vision, we can at least be behind him for the most part.
And Rhonda, what do you think of Giuliani?
I agree with him on many of his fiscal stands. I don't like all of his social stands, but I agree with Anthony that we need to present a candidate that we can rally around. He's a proven good leader, and that's one of the things I like about Giuliani. He's a great communicator, but I will look hard at a lot of his social issues, which I don't tend to agree with. As far as Pat Robertson, I am a Christian, and I try to live that every day, so it's important, but I also know that I have to vote my conscience, and I'll pay attention to those things, but in the end, it's me in that voting booth, and I will vote who I think is best for, not based on Pat Robertson, NEA, or anyone else.
All right, Rhonda Eggleston of Junction City, Kansas, Anthony Sanchez of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, two of Day to Day's voters. We'll be coming back to you throughout the year to get your reaction to political news. Thank you very much for joining us.
It was great talking to you.
Thanks a lot.